Now this is not a new right upside of my cons, nigga Marley with a miracle sound saying
Fly Rasta. Take that vow of separation unto the Lord. Drink no strong drink, see no dead. And all the days of your vow of separation, no razor shall come upon your head.
Although he's just in his mid-40s, Ziggy Marley has been playing, recording, and releasing music for nearly three decades. He's the eldest son of reggae artists Bob and Rita Marley and a multiple Grammy Award winner in his own right as he carries on his family's tradition of playing music that emphasizes universal love and respect for family, nature, and humanity. Earlier this month, he released a new CD called Fly Rasta. We're listening to the title tune. And also, his first children's book, I Love You Too, with illustrations by Ag Jetkowska. It's published by Akashic Books, and I'm very happy to welcome Ziggy Marley, who is fresh off a concert last night at Sounds of Brazil, to our show. Welcome.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You've recorded a number of albums for children in the past, but isn't this your first children's book? Did you feel that songs were too limited in communicating certain ideas?
Yeah, I think that music is one way, but books, you know, as a father myself, you know, I know I did a lot of reading to my kids, and, you know, books is one of a family tradition of, you know, expressing ideas and love to children. So I think it expands the ideas. You know.
And you and your wife, Orly, have six children. That means you've been doing a lot of reading to kids.
Yeah, especially the younger ones, yeah.
Well, what's their age range?
23 to 3.
Uh-huh. Well, this book obviously is aimed at the younger ones. What's the story behind it? Can you give us a brief synopsis?
Yeah, the story behind the book, it's based on a song that's was on the Family Time album. And I wrote the song one day from an exchange I had with my daughter. She was 3 years old at the time. And I went to the kitchen, and out of the blue, she just said, I love you. And I just said, oh, I love you too. It was very spontaneous. And from that, the words came, and then the song came, and then the book came. That's how it is.
And it's an interracial story.
Yeah, I mean, it's love. You know, love don't have any sort of boundaries or any idea about, you know, race or whatever. It is.
Did your parents read to you?
We didn't read, you know. A lot of time, my parents were away, and it was my grand aunt who was with us. But what she did, and what we did a lot in those days, were tell stories. So we never have a lot of children's book to read. But there was a lot of stories. There was a lot of Jamaican tales of ghosts and all these type of mystical stuff that we would sit in the dark in Jamaica, and we would listen to stories from our grand aunt and older people.
Well, there were a lot of kids. There were the children in your family. Your father had some kids with other people as well. And yet your parents stayed together.
Yeah.
So is that how you think of yourself, as a family man?
Well, yeah, I'm a family man. I'm not in the same vein as my father in terms of having all the kids, you know, elsewhere. But I'm a strong family connection. I think what we learned, especially growing up, and the experience from the relationship that my mother had with my father, is that love is a strong bond, and it's hard to break real love, you know. So I think that was a strong idea that we kind of realized, even though that we're older, that love was what, you know, kept everything together at that point in time, you know. So it's a really strong bond.
Let's talk a little bit about your latest CD, Fly Rasta. We just heard the title tune. What can you tell us about that title?
Fly Rasta, you know, it was just, actually, it wasn't even the original title of the album. The original title of the album was A Life on Mars. But then, like a few weeks before we were going to finalize the artwork, I had an artist called Jim Mafood come over, and he was painting a picture while listening to Fly Rasta. And I was like, yo, let's change the album title to Fly Rasta. At that point, it just like felt like a much more happy, like a more fun title. But as I've lived with the title now for the past month or so, I kind of getting to understand, to me, what it means is kind of Fly Rasta means expanding the mind, like going beyond where we are today and kind of expanding the consciousness and like growing mentally and spiritually.
Well, you mentioned the earlier title was about Mars. The opening cut in the album is called I Don't Want to Live on Mars. Has anyone suggested that you move there?
Well, no, but I've been hearing about people signing up to go there. I've been hearing a lot of suggestions about Mars in the past years or so, and I've been hearing that people wanting to go to Mars are signing up. And my opinion on it is that, I mean, the song I Don't Want to Live on Mars is a love song to this planet, and that I really love this planet and I really want to take care of this planet. I don't want to leave this planet for Mars or any other planet, because this is a perfect place for us, and we should like put as much love into this planet as we can before anybody thinks about going anywhere else in this universe.
When you've talked about what you wanted to achieve with this recording, you've said that you wanted to push the boundaries of reggae music, to take the music forward. Well, how far can you move it? Isn't reggae kind of defined by its distinctive approach to rhythm and certain tempos?
I mean, it's a...
You don't hear fast reggae.
Yes, if you want to. I mean, you can say that, but for me, there's a certain route that I probably know intimately more than a casual listener that is reggae to me. And it's much more than tempo, much more than a certain rhythm. It's a certain spirit, it's a certain vibe. And I think I take a lot of liberty with it because I feel I can, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I mean, the music has to live. It has to live. It cannot just... For me, the creativity cannot just be defined as on one layer. The music has to be able to live and breathe and exist. And when that happens, you know, there's certain things that changes are made to what people are used to. But the root, for me, the root is still there, and that is reggae. The root of it is always reggae. But the other elements of it, I think, can make it evolve and make it grow and make it expand even more beyond where it lives right now.
Well, looking up the origin of the word reggae, it's rather confusing. We know that it comes out of ska and dancehall.
Right.
But the first time it appeared was on a rocksteady hit called Do the Reggae by the Maytals, but that's R-E-G-G-A-Y. Some people have claimed that the Dictionary of Jamaican English claimed that it comes out of reggae, a word that can mean either rags, ragged clothing, or a quarrel. Your father said it came from a Spanish term for king's music, from the Latin regi, meaning to the king. That's complicated.
That is really complicated. So there you go. I mean, it has its different, you know, interpretations of where even the word came from. So I just feel like, you know, you know, even if what I do, if you don't want to call it reggae, then you call it Ziggy, you know, whatever.
Well, for many people, even though there are so many great reggae performers, Desmond Dekker, I'm thinking of contemporaries of your father, Winston Rodney, Culture, U Roy, who you've included on this album, Big Youth, Bunny Wailer, Peter Tosh. For most people, Bob Marley is reggae music.
Yeah, but I mean, that is because he's the biggest figure in it. But the music is much deeper than just my father, obviously. And I don't think that he is one. If he was around today, he wouldn't be taking the reggae just as, you know, it's just about him. You know, that is shared amongst all his contemporaries, and that's how we grew up amongst all of these guys that you just mentioned, including Uri. Because when I had Uri with me, he was telling me stories of him and Bob back in the day. So it's really a community that really made the music where it is. But Bob is the biggest of of those musicians that, that play the music, you know.
You were 12 years old when your father died, and you performed at his funeral, made your first album at 17 with the Melody Makers. Was music the logical option for you?
I guess it was the logical option, but I wanted to be a doctor. I wanted to be a doctor. But
what happened? Where did you go right?
What happened was that when I went into class, I didn't get a chance. It started out with a lot of book reading and not a lot of hands-on stuff, and I'm more of a hands-on type of person. And I was like, I wanted to cut up some frogs or something, you know, let me get my hands in there. But we didn't do that for a while, so I kind of left that job, you know, left that idea.
Well, now you've written this children's book with really very cute illustrations by Agnieszka Kowska. Are you going to be writing more? Or do you have to wait for another child to be born before you start telling more stories?
No, I think there'll be more. I think I already have some stuff, you know, in my mind and stuff I've written on papers in the house somewhere. So I think I want to be a part of the world of children because I think that's where, for me, you know, we talk about the music and the message. I think if we can influence children with positive ideas and give them things that would influence them to make this world a better place, I think that is the real way we can make this world, you know, evolve into what the potential that it has to be a place of peace and love and harmony. So I think I really want to stay and put some more energy into the world of children. Well, that is where the solution lies.
A couple of years ago, you published a graphic novel about a superhero named Marijuana Man. Do you foresee legalization of marijuana as the future in this country?
I think we foresee that. Yeah, I think we foresee. It's the same thing. It has been done in history with the alcohol prohibition. Marijuana and the plant is, you know, it's going to happen. But I want to make sure we don't just focus on the smoking side of it. Also put some emphasis on the hemp side, the industrial side of the plant also.
So we can make more rope.
Rope and fuel and everything that it makes.
Ziggy Marley, he has a new book called I Love You Too, published by Akashic Books, Tough Gong Worldwide as well. That's his private company. And also a new CD called Fly Rasta, that's out from Tough Gong Worldwide. We're listening to So Many Rising. Thank you so much for being on our show, Ziggy.
Thanks for having me, brother. Thank you very much.
Is there no time to be amused? Or are crying to be heard? I'm crying for the world.